We're at the beginning of a new economic cycle, a new property cycle, a new business cycle, and this is a time when lifetime wealth will be created by some people, but unfortunately not by most. I was recently asked by somebody in my mentorship program, Michael, how do I make the rest of my life the best of my life? How do I make the second half of my life much, much better than the first half of my life? And that's what I'm going to discuss with you in today's show. So we're not going to talk about property or money. We're going to have a much deeper conversation. Of course, property and money are important, but only as a means to achieve what you're trying to achieve. And that's what I want to talk with you about today. I'm going to give you some hints at how to take advantage of the opportunities that are currently in front of us to achieve the long-term goals that make the next year the best year you're going to have, the next 5 years the best 5 years, and the second half of your life better than the first half. One of the things I realized early in my investment career is that those who are successful think in a particular way. And that's why I spent a lot of time over the years studying the psychology of successful people. And that's one of the topics I'm going to be touching on today. So while what we talk about today may be a heavier conversation than you're used to, I believe it's going to be very valuable. So I look forward to giving you some different insights into wealth creation. But before I do, let me ask you a question. How is your peer group going? You know, the people you hang around with. Because if you want to change your outcomes, you're going to have to consider upgrading your peer group. It's been said that your level of wealth is likely to be the average of your five closest friends. So here are three reasons why your peer group matters so much. Firstly, your peer group's attitudes, their beliefs, their behaviors, they're contagious. This impacts on the way you think, your ability to spot and take advantage of opportunities, and on your behaviors as you go after or don't go after your financial goals. The second reason your peer group is so important is because alone we're vulnerable and connected we are stronger. We all have our own blind spots and our limitations, but your peers can help you bridge these gaps, and they can share resources that help you make better decisions and financial choices. And the third reason I believe the people you hang around with is really important is it's a lot more fun to build wealth with other people than in isolation. We live in a world that can be very isolating, and the last year or two have been particularly that way, haven't they? But we are social beings. We build better when we've got peers to bounce ideas off to encourage us and to hold us accountable. So with this background in today's show, I'd like to give you an opportunity of upgrading your financial knowledge, as well as showing you a place where you can meet other successful property investors who are looking to mastermind, share investing ideas, and help each other be more successful. So, welcome to today's show.
Welcome to the Michael Yardney Podcast, where twice each week you will learn a number of new ideas regarding success, property investment, and money in around 30 minutes. Our show is brought to you by Metropole, who specialize in helping you grow, protect, and pass on your wealth through strategic property and wealth advice. Now, here's your host, Michael Yardney, Australia's authority in wealth creation through property, who has been voted one of Australia's top 50 most influential thought leaders.
As I said in the introduction, today I'd like to chat a bit about something that may seem initially unrelated to the money and the wealth and the property that you've probably come to this podcast to learn about. But in reality, it isn't. So today's session is all about gratitude. And before you turn off and say, I don't want to listen to the rah-rah and the metaphysical stuff, this is the good stuff. If I could help you get to where you want to get to in life by teaching where the next property hotspot is or how to buy a property under market value, I'd spend the time now doing that. But I genuinely believe the session I'm going to have with you today is for a small group of you, those who are prepared to listen, those who are prepared to learn and change, going to be a life-changing lesson. Now, that's a big claim. Why would I say that? Because I know for those who I've shared this lesson with in my mentorship program and at Wealth Retreat, they have noticed big, big changes in their life. So please bear with me. Trust me, let's give it a go. You see, Gratitude is a trait that you're going to find common amongst all wealthy people. You can have all the money in the world, the biggest property portfolio, the most profitable company, but if you're not grateful for what you have, you'll never be wealthy. Now, we've all heard of people who've had lots of money, but lead miserable, isolated lives. And we've heard of others, people with few trappings of wealth, yet they lead fulfilling lives, very wealthy lives, because they're grateful for what they have. So in my mind, it's critical to be grateful. Grateful for getting through the last couple of challenging years, because I know a number of people who were here this time last year, friends of mine, who are not here today. Those of you who know me well know that many years ago, 30-odd years ago, I had a number of very difficult years personally and a number of challenges to work through. And at the time, I remember Tony Robbins teaching me to wake up every day and find something to be grateful for. You know, I went to his seminars and I worked on the hot coals, and he helped me because each day before I got out of bed, and sometimes that was hard. Sometimes I really didn't want to get out of bed and face the world when I was going through those challenges. But each day before I got out of bed, I went through some things in my mind that I was grateful for. And it made me realize that no matter how bad things seemed, I still had my friends. I had my children. I had my family to support me. And it made me appreciate what I had. Now, I'm sorry to say, now that life is really good, being grateful is not an art I'm anywhere near as master of anymore. However, almost most days, I still take a few minutes to pause when I'm consciously aware of being grateful, for my marriage, for Pam's love and her tolerance, for my family, for our children, for my skills, for my good health, for my wealth, for my job, for my clients, for my readers, for my listeners, for my podcast, and for my close friends. But only for a few minutes, to be truthful. And that's inadequate. And I'm not nearly as vocal as I should be, as expressive of my gratefulness to those who should hear, who need to hear my appreciation. Worse still, at times, I tend to give too much energy to what annoys me, what frustrates me, what disappoints me in life, or to desired achievements that have been stubbornly elusive. I spend time, I waste time on things that I find troubling. You know, everybody's biggest problems to them is a big problem. The billionaire who finds a stain on his shirt when he gets it back from the dry cleaners has, at that moment, just as big a problem as the homeless man who's got no shoes. And the billionaire is likely to be more aggravated by his problem. Sometimes it's hard to remind ourselves how much comparative good fortune we have. Even though our bad day would be so gratefully welcomed by others as the best day in their whole life, by a huge number of people would love to trade places with you in this world, they think your bad day would be a fantastic day. So it's important to show gratitude. So one way to make the next stage of your life, the best of your life, the second half of your life, better is to be grateful for everything you have and for every day you have, and then tell people how you feel. Send them a thank you note, you know, the old-fashioned thing, or a text or a WhatsApp, or better still, why not just pick up the phone and show your appreciation to somebody, just one person, every day. One of the most interesting aspects of this idea of active gratitude is that it's got a boomerang effect. You're going to be surprised how it comes back in so many ways to make you more wealthy and to help you have a great time. But actually, that's not what I was going to talk with you about today. So let's get back to some other ideas about how to make the rest of your life the best of your life. So let me make a bold statement. What you feel is true about what is possible for you will dictate what you achieve. The what comes first, and then the how. What you want to achieve this year and the next year and the next 5 years comes first, and then you're going to work out how. That's why you've got to have goals for your future. I know that once you become successful in business or in property investment, it's sometimes hard to find new goals. You've already achieved a lot. So I know this because once a year, I get together with a whole group of very successful business people, entrepreneurs and property investors. For 5 days, we work closely together at Wealth Retreat. And the people who are there have achieved quite a lot of big goals, and some of them are a bit stuck. They're a bit unsure what to do next. In fact, that's part of the reason they join us at Wealth Retreat, because my aim is to help them build a blueprint for the next 5 years of their life. Now, we talk about long-term things such as lifetime wealth and growing a very successful business, be it a physical business, a professional practice, or a property investment business. So sure, we set long-term goals, but we allow the people who come to Wealth Retreat to walk out with very detailed 5-year plans. And it's not just with regard to money or business, but in all aspects of their life, including family, contribution, health, spirituality. We get them to start with a clean slate, and then we go through some specific exercises and get them to set huge goals, audacious goals for the next 5 years. And then once they've set those, once we've reprogrammed their mind, we give them a toolbox full of tools to achieve this. And that's done on the property side by the many property experts that are there, including Dr. Andrew Wilson, on the business side with my good friend and business coach and business partner, Mark Creedon, talking about the future with Simon Kirstenmacher, about tax and finance and estate planning and passing things on with Ken Race. So we give them a toolbox full of tools to be able to achieve those big goals, but they got to get the goals first. So my question to you is, what are your goals for this year? What are your goals for the next 5 years? What are your financial goals for this year and the next 5 years? What are your physical and mental goals? What are your relationship goals? What are your career goals? You see, in less than 9 months, we're going to arrive at the end of this year again. And you're going to arrive, are you going to be at the place where you want to be? The place you've chosen? Or have you not done anything to help you get there? Or are you just going to say, I didn't reach my goals again? Now, to achieve what you're hoping to achieve in the next year, in the next 5 years, for the next half of your life, you're going to have to change on the inside. But if you've been listening to my podcasts, if you've read my blogs, you'd know that already, wouldn't you? You know that the inside world affects your outside world. The outside world is a reflection of your thoughts, your feelings. Your actions are a reflection of the way you've thought about things. Now, I found a lot of people get some benefit from creating a big vision board where they put their goals up, a big board where you put pictures or graphics, reminders of where you're heading. You first start with a vision of what you want to achieve. Then you need the beliefs, those internal beliefs that are going to be the pillars to support your vision. Otherwise, all you've got is a dream without pillars to support it. So what are beliefs? We know from science today that 50% of your perceptions, 50% of the way you think, 50% of all your propensities are genetic because of your parents, your grandparents, and your heritage. So where does the other 50% come from? It comes from your experiences as a young child, from the way you were programmed, from the things you were told by your parents, from the things you heard from your siblings, from what you were taught as a child. Of course, if you've been listening to my podcast with Tom Cooley, we've discussed this before. We've discussed how rich habits affect you and poor habits hold you back. We've discussed how many people are walking around with one foot on the accelerator and one on the brake. So you've got positive habits helping you get to where you want to get to, and negative habits, poor habits, unproductive habits holding you back. That's just how we are as humans. And we've also discussed that if you were brought up in an environment that was positive, healthy, one of abundance, you pick up that as your conditioning at a very early age. On the other hand, if you came from a family that had lack or limitation or doubts or fear or anxieties, if you came from an environment that allowed the outside world to control its thinking, what happened to you? You became like your parents, didn't you? That's what happens. The apple doesn't fall far from the tree. Most of us become a bit like one or both of our parents. Now, you may say, hey, that's not me. But look at your life partner, your wife, your husband, your spouse, your partner, and see, have they become more like their parents as they got older? So we do become more like our parents, don't we? Most of us do, but a small group of us become the exact opposite because we're angry And that causes a whole different set of problems that I don't have a chance to discuss right now. But one of the things I've studied is how it's possible to retrain your brain. And that's what I've based my mentorship program on those findings. And if you join us at Wealth Retreat in June this year on the Gold Coast, I'm going to give you my mentorship program on steroids because we're going to help you reprogram your thoughts. Now, this isn't a woo-woo stuff, and I know a lot of people have a little bit of difficulty understanding this, accepting this at the beginning. But boy, at the end, when they come out with a whole set of new goals and a new way of thinking, they're so pleased they joined us for those 5 days on the Gold Coast at Wealth Retreat. You see, I've studied to find out if it's possible to take a belief and put it aside if it doesn't serve you. Can one take a belief like, I'm not smart enough, I'm not good enough, I don't deserve to have success? Is it possible to set those neural network patterns aside and create new patterns in the brain? And as you've learned in my blogs and my podcasts, your outside world is a reflection of your inside world. What you find on the outside world is a reflection of the words that you've typed into the search engines of your mind. So what are you typing into the search engine of your life? If you typed in poverty into Google, you're going to find a whole lot of websites related to poverty. If you typed in wealth, you're going to find a whole lot of websites related to wealth. It's the same with the way we see the world. It's the same with the search engines of your mind. Because you don't see the world with your eyes. The world isn't what you think you see. Now, I know at the beginning of this session I told you, please be patient, please bear with me, because it's not normally the typical hard evidence, property, money podcast today. But I hope you're getting some benefit from this, because I know this is what has changed my life, and it has changed the 3,000-odd people who've gone through my mentorship program over the last 15, 16 years, and it's changed those people who've joined us at Wealth Retreat when they've understood the importance of this. So please bear with me, because what I'm saying is that the world isn't what you think you see. What really happens is that your eyes allow light to come in and your brain deciphers what the light is based on the patterns and images that it already recognizes, based on the filters your programming has put into place. So firstly, you filter out a lot. You couldn't cope with it all. Hey, remember a while ago we had a session about the reticular activating system, how your reticular activating system is a GPS and also a filtering system, a search engine. So I explained a bit about how this works already. You can't cope with all the information you're constantly bombarded with, so you interpret what's left with the files that you've already got programmed in your brain. So if you're used to earning, I don't know, $50,000, $60,000, $70,000 a year, your software is conditioned to find that in the physical world. If you're used to being in a relationship that's abusive, or you're used to settling on not being in a relationship of your dreams, that's what you're conditioned to expect, and more importantly, that's what your brain is looking for, it's doing every day, looking for a match in the physical world to match how you're already preconditioned. The same happens with your career, with money, in your health, in your relationships, in your spiritual connections. But the good news is your software can be reprogrammed. And that's what we're going to be doing with the attendees at Wealth Retreat on the Gold Coast in June this year. Some of the attendees are already very successful business people, entrepreneurs and investors. I know, because they've already booked in and about 25%, 30% of the people have been there before. Now you may ask, well, why would they come back again? Didn't you do a good job? Because they're coming back as different people. Well, they're actually the same people, but they're thinking differently, they're acting differently. So even though the questions are the same, the answers are now different for them. So well, there's a large group of already very successful business people, entrepreneurs and investors who want to take the next stage of their life to the next level. And there's also a small group of beginners. And I'm keen to let a few beginners come into Wealth Retreat, so don't count yourself out, because that's the sort of information I would have liked to have years ago when I first started. And I'm going to be making them aware that the way they're currently thinking, how they're currently programmed, is affecting how they're living, and then we're going to change that. We're going to change it to the software in their brain to match the new vision, the new goals they want. And that's why we start with setting goals. That's why having a vision of where you want to end up is so important to start with. Because as soon as you set a vision, your vision is, you know, if your vision for where you want to end up, you're giving instructions to your brain, to the reticular activating system, that that's what you want it to find for you out in the physical world. And your brain, as I said, is partly a GPS, it's partly a search engine, and it's, I guess in some ways, like a receiver, a radio receiver, and it tunes into what you want and tunes out for what you don't want. Every time you have a thought, your brain releases a chemical that relates to the emotion behind that thought. The chemical is felt by hundreds of billions of cells throughout your body. There's nothing more powerful than thoughts. It's how everything starts. Now, let's just take this train of thought a bit further. Thank you for putting up with this and staying with me with this. I hope you find it interesting, because remember, this is the bit that most investors never know about, never hear. But let me share something else with you. And I'm not a metaphysical rah-rah person, but let me say this. Everything you want in the world, everything you want in the universe is out there right now. Now, I don't know if you know much about quantum physics. It's a fascinating topic and something I'd like to touch on for a moment now. Quantum physics suggests that everything we want in the universe is right here, right now. And as soon as we have a thought, as soon as we have the intention for something, something we don't have right now, or something we want, we're actually causing a fluctuation in the non-physical world in the waves and particles of the potentiality that exists all around us. And these fluctuations occur in the waves and particles, the things you can't see. But as soon as you think about them, you actually cause things to happen. You cause things to move from just an idea to a physical form. Bizarre? Absolutely. But quantum physics teaches us how powerful we really are. Not from an egotistical sense, but from a God-given ability sense. Quantum physics teaches us that everybody's a genius. Everybody's got the ability to create, to achieve whatever their heart desires. Now, I'm not saying, of course, I'm not going to say that when you have a vision, when you have a belief, everything's going to work out great for you. You know it won't. But it's important to have the right vision, which will create the right vibration. But then you need to take action, because if you don't take action, nothing's going to happen. By the way, if you share your vision with people who are supportive, they're going to enhance it. And if you share your vision with people who are not supportive, they're going to interfere with it. So don't share your vision with people who won't understand. Don't hang around people who don't share your vision. So why don't most of us achieve our goals? Why don't most of us take action? Let me be more specific. Why don't more of us take the right actions? Well, it's partly because our brain wants to keep us in our comfort zone. It's what's called homeostasis. Now think about this for a moment. If we've got a thermostat set in this room for, I don't know, 20 degrees and a cool wind comes in, the thermostat will pick up the cool breeze, send a message to the heater to turn up the heating and get us back into our comfort zone. If the temperature goes up because there's a number of people in the room, the thermostat picks up the rise in the temperature and the air conditioning kicks in and brings the temperature back to our comfort zone. A guided missile system works this way. An automatic pilot in the plane works this way. Guess what? We work the same way too. We've got a thermostat in our mind, and any deviation in our performance, high or low, sets off a chemical in our brain that flows straight into our bloodstream that causes you to have doubts, to have fear, to have anxiety. Why? Because we like our comfort zone. We don't like to be moved out of our comfort zones. But the truth is, change is happening all the time. You're either growing or you're disintegrating. If you want to take control of your life and make the decision to have the best year ever moving forward, and the second half of your life to be much better than the first half of your life, it means you're going to have to move out of your comfort zone. It means you're going to have to acquire new skills, and you're going to have to apply different strategies. Otherwise, you'd already be there, wouldn't you? Now, I'm sure you've heard of the definition of insanity, doing the same thing over and over again and hoping to get a different result. So if moving forward, the next year is going to be the best year of your life and the second half of your life is going to be better than the first half, you can't be doing the same thing over again, can you? You're going to have to become more than you have ever been and start on the inside. If you want more money, you're going to have to become more from the inside. If you want your brain to focus on more money, better health, better business, better relationships moving forward, you won't see all the opportunities that surround you if you don't change on the inside. Do you want to know what you're conditioned for? Do you want to know what you're conditioned for to receive right now? Do you want to know what your programming is set for? What your thermostat is set to achieve? Not what your potential is? Well, if you want to know what your comfort zone is, what your software is doing right now, what your neural networks are doing right now, all you have to do is look at the results. Your results are telling you exactly what you've been thinking about and what you've been doing in the past. If you focus on negative results that you've got right now or the bad things that have happened in the past, your brain will release the chemicals that correlate to these negative results. You'll feel the results of these chemicals and you're going to move actions based on what you've already done. So the key in business or in life is to understand that the results just tell us about the past. So here's the key again. You've got to start out with the future, with those goals, with that vision, and then work backwards from there. If you start out in the future with what you want and then build the self-belief systems underneath this to support your new vision, and you acquire new skills necessary and apply the right strategies, then you're going to achieve predictable transformations and predictable results. So would you like to have predictable results in your life? There is a formula to achieve this. Most people are looking at their current results and say, okay, this year I want to increase them by, 10%, 15%, because that's what they think they can achieve. But at Wealth Retreat that we're holding on the Gold Coast in June this year, we don't want the attendees just to increase by 10 or 15%. I want the attendees to take a quantum leap. Now, most people will never achieve this type of transformation because they don't understand that our universe operates by exact precision. It follows precise laws and there are no accidents. From the way our digestive system works in the orbit of the planets, it happens by exact precision and follows precise laws. So for you to have the best year moving forward, the best year ever, you've got to let go of being a victim, you've got to forget about the past, you've got to change the way you're thinking. You're going to have to create your circumstances. You're going to have to create your future by altering your behavior, create your circumstances by changing how you feel. You're going to have to upgrade your internal software. You're going to have to turn up your thermostat. You're going to have to upgrade your internal systems, your internal software. You're going to have to turn up your thermostat. Now, as humans, our gift is the ability to think differently if you want to change your life. That's what gives you and me domination over the animals, the plants, the minerals. It's our ability to choose our destiny, our ability to choose our thoughts. And yes, we have conscious thoughts and unconscious thoughts. We've got positive thoughts and negative thoughts. We've got supportive thoughts and non-supportive thoughts. If we can have more positive thoughts and squelch those automatic negative thoughts, then you're going to have a more positive vibration than a negative vibration, which is going to allow you to attract everything that you want to create the best years of your life moving forward. So the secret to having a better future, and maybe it's not so much of a secret, is to start with a vision of where you want to end up. Then you've got a chance to change your beliefs about yourself and about what's possible. When you think negative thoughts, when you focus on what you don't want, you're unfortunately going to create more of that. Now, is that much of a secret? That when you think positive thoughts and you send out positive good into the world, you're going to do positive things to the world, it's going to come back at you? Is it possible that when you step up and step out of your comfort zone right now, you can change your life? You see, I can't change your life, but you can. But you can't do it by doing the same things you've been doing to get where you are now. And if you want things to be different, if you want different results, I urge you to step out of your comfort zone, to do what it takes so that when you finish this journey on this little blue planet, you're going to go, wow, that was phenomenal. You owe it to yourself. You owe it to your family. You owe it to make the next years the best of your life. And that's why I would suggest you join me at Wealth Retreat on the Gold Coast in June this year with a small group, a selected group of individuals. Now, don't count yourself out. I speak to everybody who joins us to make sure it's going to be relevant for them. You can find out more about it at wealthretreat.com.au. But it could be the chance to live the second half of your life very differently to the first. Now, you know me by now. I've been educating property investors for the last 20 years through seminars, through books, through webcasts, podcasts, we call them now. Boy, I remember I first did those audios many, many years ago. But for the last 15 years, together with a small group of my mastermind advisors, I've also worked privately with a select group of clients to take them from where they are now to where they want to be. In fact, some of my greatest pleasure comes from working directly with people who truly want to make the internal change and life-changing decisions that will allow them to achieve the goals they want. So when you attend Wealth Retreat, our faculty will give you a toolbox stuffed full of new tools on how to achieve those goals. So once again this year, because we missed out on it last year because of COVID, once again this year, on June 12th to the 16th, for 5 days, Dr. Andrew Wilson, Simon Kirstenmacher, Pete Wargen, Tom Corley, Ken Race, a group of finance strategists, Mark Creed, and my business partner and founder of Business Accelerator Mastermind, and a group of property experts, together with about 75 individually selected clients, are going to be in a transformational environment at a resort on the Gold Coast. Now, it's an invitation-only event, but don't count yourself out. Go to wealthretreat.com.au and register your interest, because it's a high-end workshop where there's already many successful delegates. And every year, a group of aspiring young investors join us as well to get the type of information that propels them ahead, the type of information I would have loved to have when I first started out. So when you join us, you're going to work in an informal learning environment. You're going to have one-on-one sessions that are going to take you through a powerful four-step process to get your goals and your passions aligned. So we're going to help you set up that vision, and then we're going to give you the tools to get there. And you're going to move forward by taking big actions and creating even better results. So the goal of Wealth Retreat is to take your property investing to a new level, not up one or two levels, but to a whole new level, to build yourself a true property investment business. But you're going to leave not only with a property investment business, but a plan for finance, tax, and asset protection. And business owners and professionals are going to learn how to grow a level 3 business in special breakout sessions with Mark Creedon. So if you allow me, I'm going to just spend another couple of minutes explaining what this 5-day process is about in case you're interested. So step one is getting you clear, grounded, and focused. We're going to run some powerful exercises that will get you into the state that's needed to truly get the most out of the 5-day learning experience. And the results of these sessions have surprised even the most advanced property investors and entrepreneurs. As I've said a few times, it's not a metaphysical, it's not a rah-rah session. We don't dance on the tables. We don't rub everybody's shoulders. But even the most successful investors I work with are driving around with one foot on the accelerator and one on the brake. And while they've got empowering beliefs, most still play in the comfort zone that I was telling you about, even though they don't realize it. So I help them get rid of some of their disempowering beliefs, many of the disempowering beliefs, and then I put them in the right state to learn a whole lot of new information. But if we don't clear up the clutter in your mind, there won't be room for all the new, good stuff. This means you're going to learn what's got you stuck in the past. Now, you might not have even realized you're stuck. And you're also going to learn how to strategically release those so-called brakes that have been holding you back. The second step is to teach you about your life purpose and your passions. Once you're in this powerful state of clarity, you can then move forward in discovering what your real life purpose is. And it's not always money. In fact, for most of the people there, it's not about money. And again, this is definitely not a metaphysical seminar where we dance on the tables and massage each other's shoulders. But identifying, acknowledging, and honoring your purpose is perhaps one of the greatest action steps people take at Wealth Retreat. You're going to learn to identify what you're truly meant to do, and then you're going to pursue that purpose with passion, with enthusiasm, with integrity. Now, for many, it's got to do with properties, with shares, with business and money. But for many of the people, it actually has to do about contribution. And yet for others, it's to leave a legacy. Then the third step is we start strategizing. We mastermind. We help you build a plan. We work together, at times one-on-one, to strategize your goals and align them with your purpose and your passion, and take part in some powerful mastermind sessions. They're going to help you get new ideas, action strategies, and plan to achieve your goal. Whether it's creating more balance in your life, maybe it's traveling the world. I know a number of people wanted to write books, and there were some great opportunities to meet others who've written books. Others just wanted to get their businesses on autopilot. Boy, a lot of people wanted to get into property development. And so we delivered the information, the advice, and the know-how to help them get going. The fourth step was mastering the art of action and perseverance. You're going to leave with an action plan that's going to be followed with a personal one-on-one strategy session with me. So everyone has to have a session before Wealth Retreat with me to make sure it'll be valuable for them. Because, by the way, I give a money-back guarantee, and I'm not going to want to waste my time or your time going there. And at the end, you have a personal one-on-one strategy session with me to make sure you're going to implement your plan that we build together. So this is going to help you pursue. It's going to help you maximize your goals. You're also going to learn how to master the art of taking action and persevering in the face of anything that gets in the way of achieving what you want. Now, I'm not going to lie to you. We all come up with barriers. And that's just part of life. It's knowing how to deal with these obstacles, how to rise above them, that really sets you apart from the rest, which is what you're going to learn at Wealth Retreat. So, as I said, our goal is to give you the tools to help achieve your dreams. So, when you join us, there's 5 full days with our expert faculty. You're going to get all the meals and accommodation provided, the advanced education program, one-on-one sessions with our faculty members, and some surprises. So just imagine what would happen if you were able to, I don't know, spend 5 days with Richard Branson, Robert Kiyosaki, Warren Buffett. What would that mean to you? How would you come out differently? Well, I haven't invited Branson, Kiyosaki, or Buffett to Wealth Retreat, but I've invited the Australian equivalents, and that's who you're going to hang out with for 5 days. So what would it mean to you if you've ever wanted to hang out with me or other members of our faculty in a private setting, knowing that your life could be transformed in the process? This is your opportunity. You're also going to spend 5 days with a crowd of individuals who have already achieved a lot. And the great thing is they leave their Superman capes at the front door. There's no egos there. Sitting down with powerhouses like our faculty, but also the other attendees, is an exhilarating experience. They know how to get things done. When they help you set goals, things are going to happen. To them, most dreams are easy to accomplish. So this is going to be different to any other wealth training you've attended. As you can imagine, working in a private setting like this with me and my faculty is an experience that is very, very different. It's a unique opportunity, a rare chance. It only comes around once a year. Don't count yourself out. Go to wealthretreat.com.au, or there'll be a link in the show notes. Show us your interest by leaving your details, and Joe Fitt will have a chat with you. Then I will have a chat with you to make sure it will suit you, and I'd love to spend 5 days on the Gold Coast with you. Now, thank you for allowing me to share this with you. Now, I know I spent a bit of time talking about Wealth Retreat, but even if you don't join us, I genuinely believe the rest of the discussion we had today about how to make the rest of your life the best of your life is going to be very valuable for you. I look forward to being an ongoing part of your wealth creation journey through these regular podcasts. And if you got some benefit from today's podcast, why not share it with somebody else? Tell somebody else who you think may get some benefit from learning these ideas or joining us at Wealth Retreat by sharing it on the podcast app. There's a share button on every podcast app, or by telling people about it in the old-fashioned way. And I'll be back again twice a week, and I'm going to be talking about the more regular things about property, finance, money, success in future episodes. But if you want to catch up with me in between these twice a week shows, You can catch me on social media, just look for Michael Yardney, or go to the private Facebook group. Go to Facebook and look for the Property Update private Facebook group, where I share exclusive content every day, content I don't share elsewhere. I'll be back real soon. In the meantime, have a great week. Make it a great week.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Michael Yardney Podcast, which was brought to you by Metropol, who help their clients grow, protect, and pass on their wealth through strategic property and wealth advice. If you like what you heard and don't already subscribe, you'll find us on iTunes or on your favorite Android app as the Michael Yardney Podcast. Watch out for our next show, which comes to you twice a week, and you'll learn some new ideas about property investment, success, and money in around 30 minutes. To get more of Michael's thoughts, go across to www.propertyupdate.com.au and sign up for his daily morning briefing, and you'll hear from not only Michael, but a group of leading property success and money experts. And just a reminder that the information you heard in this show today is general educational advice and not specific investment advice, as we don't know your personal circumstances. If you're looking for specific advice, why not ask the team at Metropol to help you?